After Prolambasura was defeated, and the forest fire was swallowed, those wonderful pastimes became household topics in Vrindavana. The cowherd men told their wives and neighbors, and everyone wondered at Krishna and Balarama. Then, the rainy season came. After summer's heat, the rains were welcome. Clouds covered the sky, thunder rolled and lightning flashed. Life-giving water fell upon the earth. The land, which had looked dry, grew green and strong. Rivers swelled, ponds filled, and the forest of Vrindavana became rich with new grass and ripening fruits. Krishna and Balarama entered the improved forest with their friends and cows. The cows, fed by fresh grasses, became healthy and full of milk. When Krishna called them by name, they came with affection. Passing by Govardhana Hill and along the Yamuna, Krishna saw trees with honey pouring from beehives and heard the pleasing sound of waterfalls. When rain still fell within the forest, Krishna and his companions would sit under a tree or within a cave of Govardhana and talk with pleasure. Mother Yashoda sent fruits, sweetmeats, and rice mixed with yogurt. Krishna would sit on a stone slab by the Yamuna, call his friends, and share the meal while watching the cows rest and chew grass. He felt pleased seeing the beauty of the season, knowing that nature acts under his care. Gradually, the rainy season turned toward autumn. Then, a gentle clarity came over Vrindavana. Water reservoirs became clean and bright. Refreshing air blew everywhere. The sky cleared of heavy clouds and recovered its natural blue. Blooming lotus flowers appeared in the clear forest waters. Everything looked naturally beautiful. Just as autumn water becomes pure, a heart that turns to Krishna becomes clear. Autumn takes away dark rolling clouds and polluted water, and filthy ground is cleansed. In the same way, one who takes to Krishna consciousness is cleansed within and without. Krishna is called Hari because he takes away unclean habits from those who remember him. In autumn, the ocean becomes calm and quiet, like a person developed in self-realization who is free from disturbance. Farmers carefully save water in their fields with strong walls, knowing new rainfall may be scarce. Likewise, a person advanced in devotion carefully protects spiritual energy by controlling the senses and remembering the Lord. During autumn days, the sun can be strong, yet at night, clear moonshine gives relief. So also, one who takes shelter of Mukunda, Krishna, finds relief from the fatigue of forgetting the soul. The damsels of Raja always felt separation from Krishna, and remembrance of him was their comfort. When the sky is clear, stars shine beautifully. So a devotee's heart, cleared of dirty things, becomes bright. Fresh aromatic breezes after summer and rain give relief to many people. Hearts remained dedicated to Krishna, longing for his association more than for any seasonal pleasure. On the arrival of autumn, fields filled with ripened grain. People became happy over the harvest and observed ceremonies of offering new grain to the Supreme Lord, inviting others to share sweet rice and prasadam. In Vrindavana, the autumn season was especially beautiful because of the presence of Krishna and Balarama. The chapter moves the heart toward the gopis' longing. Even the nicest breeze cannot satisfy those whose love is fixed on Krishna alone. During the rains, Krishna prays nature's special activities, knowing material nature acts under his superintendence. The green fields, full milk bags, and honeyed trees were gifts of his energy, arranged for Braja's joy. When autumn cleaned the reservoirs and brightened the sky, the same Lord walked with Balarama among lotuses and clear waters. Harvest offerings of new grain reminded everyone to thank the Supreme Personality of Godhead first. Merchants, kings, and sages could move more freely again after the rains, just as transcendentalists look toward freedom beyond the body's limits. Rains teach generosity and renewal, Autumn teaches clarity, calmness, and grateful offering. Clear lakes and lotuses whisper that a mind fixed on Krishna becomes peaceful and bright.